Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Well, we're calling it Icemageddon. How are things for you where you are? We're gonna talk a little bit about that, but also get into how you're feeling about the weekend. Now, I don't mean the ice. Donald Trump's trial in the aftermath of that. How do you feel about it? What are you thinking? Actually, are they the same? Your feelings and your thoughts. That's what we're going to talk about today on Political Coffee, because it is profound and it leads us to where we're going as a conservative movement, not just the Republican Party, folks. There's lots being written out there about the swamp and the Republicans in the swamp. Is it time? Now, we've talked to this party, talked about this before, but it is, well, the Liberty Loft has a story by, an opinion piece by Jared Dyson. The Republican Party may be a lost cause. That's the headline. The subheadline is: statements after the impeachment trial show that Republicans have learned nothing about those they represent. How angry were you with seeing McConnell basically say that Trump should be prosecuted as a criminal? How angry are you when Nikki Haley came out and threw Trump under the bus? How about our old buddy, Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, who tries to explain, there's an Epic Times story about him trying to explain his vote. Really? Chris Bedford wrote a piece in the Federalist. Here's the headline to it. McConnell's impeachment ploy was not statesmanship, but an attack on the base. And Republicans must remember it well. That's the essence of what we're going to talk about today. The subheadline of this article, by the way, I think even says more of it and expresses some of what I think and feel, because I do both. Listen to this. The subheadline is: Friday's floor speech was no quick tantrum. It was the last stupid comments of the minority leader's plan to purge the Republican Party of Donald Trump. You think they're going to be successful, the swamp creatures, the rhinos? Mitch McConnell is the face of the Republicans in the swamp today. Donald Trump is the face of the Republican Party. Is the Republican Party a lost cause? Or now is Trump free that this impeachment charade is over? Is he free now to become Trump once again? What do you think about that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Is the Republican Party finished? Is it a lost cause? Or can Trump wrestle away control from Mitch McConnell? And to a lesser extent, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell, by the way, there's an interesting story in the No Q report. the headline to it is the GOP must make a choice. It's either Mitch McConnell or it's us. It's a piece by J.D. Rucker. And it says, the subheadline, I will not support a party that is led by someone who is opposed to everything I believe in. I hope I'm not alone. I think that's a bit extreme, because Mitch McConnell isn't opposed to everything that J.D. Rucker is a conservative, and he is. He's a Christian conservative. McConnell's not opposed to everything, but many things. That is true. McConnell, by the way, by some accounts, controls about 25% of the mega donor base in the Republican Party nationally. This is why typically his candidates win in primaries. And this is where you come in, because we have to end that. Now, what do I mean by we? Now, obviously, and Art, hang on, I'll get to you. But by the way, I do really want to know what you think. What are you thinking and feeling after Trump's acquittal, after McConnell's statements, after the bizarre backtracking of the Democrats on Saturday? The House managers come in and say, we want witnesses because we think this congresswoman from Vancouver, Washington, whom I know, by the way, but I am going to work hard to defeat in the next primary, comes out and says, well, I was told about a conversation that Trump had with Kevin McCarthy. And they wanted to enter that as evidence. They wanted to bring her and call her as a witness. And then Trump's legal team says, okay, great. We want to call Nancy Pelosi as a witness. And then you learned over the weekend, did you see, and the Gateway Pundit had the leaked, hidden, secret video of the Republican state Senate leader in Michigan saying that McConnell and Pelosi engineered the whole attack. It was all done on purpose to discredit Trump, because they want him gone. Did you see that, folks? We're not going away. I'm not going away. And we can take Mitch McConnell's power from him. How do we do that? Well, it's pretty simple. You start giving money directly to conservative Republican candidates, both in the House and the Senate. Not a lot, but $10 here, $25 there. And you do not give it to the party. You do not give it to the National Republican Senatorial Committee. You do not give it, because that's controlled by McConnell. You do not give it to the National Republican Congressional Committee, because that's controlled by McCarthy. And that money gets sucked up into the swamp, and very little of it ever gets into the pocket of a candidate. And none of it's going to get into the pocket of a conservative candidate. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, the conservative congressman, freshman, very conservative, who's been kicked off her committees. That Mitch McConnell said, people like that can't get elected. Really? She did, Mitch. And by the way, let me give you another little insight here before I go to Art. In the coming days, I will give you as complete a list as I can find of the candidates that are in fact running against these 10 House Republicans. And I will give you how you can contribute to them directly. Do not give it to the Republican Party. Do not give it to anybody other than the actual candidate. If you get an email, if you get a letter in the mail, do not respond. Because the dirty little secret that some of you may not know is that here's what happens. Those letters you get in the mail, 75% to 80% of that money that you give never gets to the candidate, folks. It's usually sucked up by the company or companies that are sending you the mail. Very little of it ever gets to the candidate. That's a fact. You give it directly to the candidate, and that's what I hope to provide you with. If we, all of us collectively, and this is where Donald Trump has to come into play, folks. He has to get out front here soon. If millions of us give just $5 and $10 a piece directly into these candidates that are running against these 10 House Republicans and a bunch of senators now, we can win. And Mitch McConnell's power will be nullified. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. How do you feel? And what are you thinking today?
Well, I tell you what, I'm sick and damn tired of my electricity being out.
I bet.
Two days, Jeff.
Do you have any heat?
Well, thank God my daughter's significant other brought down their, what do you call those dang things? You know what, a generator.
Generator?
Yeah. He brought it down yesterday, late afternoon, and so we got that thing hooked up, and we got a heater going now, and I'm able to make coffee for the first dang time.
Okay.
In 2 days. Hey, Jeff, nothing, but thank God the power stayed on in select locations in Kaiser, because we were able to go to Dutch Brothers and get coffee. Although there was a hell of a line, let me tell you.
I bet there was.
Huh. Yeah, and there were some key fast food places that still had power, so we got to eat. But let me tell you, boy, I hope those crews, and I know they're working their butts off, you know, gets the power.
Can you buy gas for your generator?
Oh yeah, we got gas, but let me tell you something else, Jeff. Gas stations are running out of gas, and they're not getting any more. So luckily we had our van and our car filled up before this started, and we did fill up gas cans to be able to, you know, do the generator. So we're in good shape, but they're saying we may not get up and running until Tuesday late afternoon. I hope that, I'm hoping that's wrong, but you know how that goes, Jeff. It's been one hell of a weekend. First, let me say happy President's Day to you and all the listeners.
Hey, hang on over the break, Art. I'll take you on the other side of this break. It's 6:20. Yes, happy President's Day. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you. Got an email from James about Icemageddon, and we'll get back to Art in a moment here. Wow, what a night, he writes. It sounded like the Bugaloo was on full swing. Power went out sometime between 1:30 and 2:30 when the noise woke me again. I opened my front door and watched as two major branches from a maple tree fell across my front yard. It was like What just happened? Laugh out loud, but seriously, you could hear the electrical arcing and see those aqua blue flashes all around the area. Power came back on this morning while I was sleeping. Thanks, Salem Electric. Now I can enjoy the luxury of a hot shower and freshly brewed coffee. Happy Valentine's Day. That was yesterday. Art. So, by the way, how did Valentine's Day work out for you yesterday?
Well, me and my lovely wife of 44 years, you know, spent time going to get coffee. She spent time going to get coffee, going to get food. You know, we got the generator hooked up. It was, but, you know, we're a team. We work together, and that's why we've been married so long. And so Valentine's Day was glorious because, of course, I got to be with my lovely wife. But, you know, it most definitely could have been better. And let me tell you, Jeff, we had trees down everywhere, too.
I mean,
the ice just had... When we went to get stuff, you know, of course I couldn't see it, but the wife was telling me about all these trees just everywhere, Jeff. I mean, it was Icemageddon, let me tell you. And, global warming, BS. Anyways, now, Let's definitely talk about the weekend. First, let me say Trump's lawyers did a fantastic job. You know, and 43 patriotic Republicans voted to acquit Donald Trump because with all the evidence, all of them should have voted to acquit, but we know that the Democrats were playing political games and, you know, but that goes without saying. As far as McConnell goes, he has to be cut down a peg. Let's see what the state of Kentucky does to him first.
Well, yeah, he voted to acquit, and then he trashes Trump.
Jeff,
on
his
the floor.
Speech. He voted to acquit, but he didn't want to vote to acquit.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
His speech was horrible after the fact. And he said, well, we hope the Democrats, you know, go after him because he broke the law. Well, McConnell must have had his head where the sun don't shine. Okay. Because you and I both know, Jeff, that those people that went into the Capitol, I'm not going to be surprised if they were either Black Lives Matter or Antifa. I know dang well.
Well, some of them have already been identified as that art. You're absolutely right.
Right. And let me tell you, Jeff, no Trump supporters set those pipe bombs. I would bet my house on that.
And I think you're absolutely right, and I don't think any Trump supporters hit Brian Sicknick over the head with a fire extinguisher because the New York Times is retracting the story now.
No, I know.
Because he didn't get hurt. He didn't get hit in the head at all. Art, I got to let you go because I need to move on to another caller.
Jeff, we'll talk
Art, thanks.
More
Hope
this
you stay
morning.
Warm, brother.
Okay.
Next caller, good morning. How are you and what do you have to say today? Are you, warm?
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. This is Curtis Grubbs over here.
Hey, Curtis. Is your power on?
Oh, no, not at all. We've had our power off since Friday. We're praying that the sump pump continues, that it's not operating and that the water kind of stays away from our basement. But this goes back to the time where we all used to come together and it was all for one for all, helping each other in the neighborhood. But, it's been a bit challenging.
Yeah, I have a friend, who is without power and they don't have anything and they're just cold. There's no, hotel rooms for them to be able to rent because of Valentine's Day and the Icemageddon. And I wish I had an operating. I've got a little generator. It's just not running. I wish I had it. I would have taken it up to him. And I asked him if they went out and they tried to go buy a generator. They're all bought out.
Right.
That's why you got to be prepared, right?
Right. You know, back in the days, as Oregonians, we used to be more prepared than what we are. I think we lost sight of what the real weather in Oregon was like. And I'm going to have to call some connections out to see if I can get some help. But so far, the water isn't coming into the basement. We've got heat, and we've been helping out a few neighbors around us and that. But the real reason I called was, what can we do? What can we do? What's wrong in D.C.? Well, back in my day, some people would run for local office because they had a bone to pick with the city council. Or some people would run for county commissioners because they had a bone to pick because of that. They wanted something done. Maybe we need some people with some selfless ideas that have nothing to gain to run for state office, for federal office. I know myself when I ran for city council, I didn't have anything to gain other than I wanted to serve my community that I loved so very much, Willamina. But we just don't have that anymore. We need to get McConnell out of there. And Haley, the backstabbing that we have with the Republicans, Jeff, how can we take this anymore? Why can't we just stand up for the group we believe?
That's a great question. I'll answer it on the other side. Thanks, Curtis. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220. Is that Power Buick GMC talk lane? We will go to the phones in just a momento. Travis writes me an email. By the way, you want to send me an email? It's jeff@1220.am or jeff@KSLM.news. Travis says this about swamp cleansing. Can we the people impeach those who have wasted time and money on all these crazy trials and impeachments? It's a waste of money and time. It puts real life issues on the back burner. With 75 million plus Trump supporters, can we impeach the swamp? Yeah, the answer technically, Travis, is yes. In theory. In practicality, no, because Nancy Pelosi controls the House. And you probably even couldn't get Republicans in the House to impeach Mitch McConnell or Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or Bill Cassidy, who tried to explain his vote, and I'll get to that. They could. Heck, they could even impeach Richard Burr, the senator who voted for impeachment, who's not running again. Even after he's left office, apparently, because now that horse is out of the barn, right? By the way, happy President's Day. Anne Marie sends me an email. Trump, folks, there's a big President's Day peaceful and patriotic pro-Trump rally today. In Florida, West Palm Beach. Now, I would love to be there. Wouldn't that be fun? On President's Day to celebrate Donald Trump's second acquittal. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Who are you?
Oh, come on. This is Super Dave.
It's Super Dave. Yeah, I know. With all with the new phones, we lost everybody's name.
I know.
Their phone numbers. Sorry.
I heard about it.
Yeah. So are you cold? Has Icemageddon gotten you, or are you warm?
No, actually, I'm warm. I've been rocking a big generator right now. We're off of Wheatland. We're way out there off of Wheatland, and so I just, matter of fact, I just stopped in to get some more gas.
Good deal. Good deal. You thought ahead.
Oh, yeah. I did that when I think when I first was moved here. I think we had a day and a half one where we didn't have any power. And so I bought a huge generator. I wasn't going to let that happen again. And look what happened now. They won't get our back online till I think Tuesday. They're predicting Tuesday night, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock that night.
Yeah,
so
some other people in Salem are getting messages saying it won't be till Friday.
Yeah, I really feel bad for these people that these generators. Like across the street, we're thinking about just running a big line all the way to their house, because they're really good people and stuff, and you know they don't have any generator at all, just like you were talking about. And I've got a big one, so I'm only using not even a third of capacity on it. The thing's huge.
But good for you. That's smart. So how are you feeling after Trump's acquittal and then all, you know, the swamp creatures coming out and dumping all over him like McConnell and Nikki Haley and so forth? How do you feel it?
I'm going to let you know something on that. Everybody stay relaxed as possible and stuff, because something's coming, and no one's going to even know that it's going to hit them. And I always pray that everything is going to be fine. I thank the Lord up above that he's taking care of it, and he will take care of it. And I tell you what, the people that are involved, oh, I really feel sorry for you, because you have no idea what's going to happen to you. So that's the way I look at it, you know, because, of course, he's going to be acquitted. It's been a farce ever since he was the president, you know what I'm saying? It's just too bad that people have to be like this, and people need to know that they wasted our money twice. Not once, but twice. You need to start thinking about that, people that are on the other side of the fence and stuff, that they're wasting our money. So,
well,
that's the way
they
I
are.
Feel.
The question is, the question is this: what do we do to send a message to at least Republicans? I mean, I'd like to send it to Democrats, but at least to Republicans, what do we do to send that message?
Oh, no, they're not getting any of my money. Not anymore. I'm going to the person that I feel fit that's going to run for us, and forget about just giving it to the GOP. No way. I'm not going to. It's not going to happen. Just to let you guys know, so I'm not going to give my money like I used to. Not anymore. It's going to go to the person that I need to feel that it's going to help.
Yeah. So Super Dave,
that's the way I look
you are
at
right
it.
On the money. And that is just one of the things that we can do. You know, in these, and I'm going to let you go, friend. I appreciate it. Stay warm.
Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you got a generator and all as well. Look, friends, where we are at in America as conservatives is at a turning point. I mean, it really is. What Super Dave just said is precisely the same place I have gotten to, and I bet many of you. And this is the right place to get to. if we're going to change the swamp with or without Donald Trump, that we need him, believe me, because he still is the power in the Republican Party. Lindsey Graham is saying that even though Lindsey Graham is such an incredible creature of the swamp and is trying to play both sides at the same time, he remains the single greatest force. Now, Trump has to take on McConnell. And the way he does that is he goes after these 10 House Republicans. And again, the plan that I have outlined is precisely what he has to do. He reemerges. In fact, there's a story about that. It is in the Gateway Pundit. Following acquittal, President Trump, this is the headline, is set to reemerge. Will his plans include Republican Party and its backstabbers? It had better include the Republican Party, because he has to show the backstabbers like McConnell and others, and to a lesser extent, McCarthy. McCarthy's trying to play both sides of the fence too, but he really doesn't want to get rid of Cheney. Had he been smart about it, he would have. But the backstabbers need to be dealt with effectively. And one of the ways that you do that, and that Trump does it, is he comes out and he takes the lead. Folks, he's got over $70 million in a special account already that he's raised. Now, some of this is money left over from the fight during the, after the election and prior to the inauguration of Joe Biden. But nonetheless, friends, Donald Trump is the key here. Because it's not just him. It's so much more than that. It's the fact that this man stood for something. He stood for America. For all the values and the principles, not in a party, but in an idea. The idea of a constitutional republic, governed by we the people. Governed, frankly, by a document that guarantees all of us have certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken from us. That's what Donald Trump represents, and that's what the swamp creatures like McConnell don't get. He's completely divorced from the reality of where America is. Because, folks, Donald Trump just didn't get Republican votes. Quite the contrary. In fact, former disgraced Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who early came out against Trump and then had to not run for re-election, he's saying, the Republican Party will never be anything as long as Donald Trump is in charge of it. Wrong-o. If Donald Trump is not the leader of the party, the Republican Party will become a third-rate party, because another party will emerge, I'm telling you. And I don't want to see that happen. Trump has to retain control of the party. Now, he has it today. He doesn't necessarily have control of Mitch McConnell's mega donors. That's okay. This is why Trump has to go after these 10 House Republicans. Because once he defeats them, McConnell's candidates for the Senate are scared to death. And McConnell's hold on his donors becomes less tenuous. Yeah, that's why McConnell's trying to kill Trump. Politically. 6:48, back in a moment.
Hating believers and lying on their faces as they march through
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. How do you feel? What are you thinking about the swamp Republicans attacking Trump after his second acquittal? We'd love to get your thoughts on that. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great sponsors. That's a great local company that is probably really busy right now and should be, because they have great emergency services. And, you know, the old heat pump or the furnace does never work as well. If it's already kind of on its last legs or just has problems, they don't work very well in this kind of an icemageddon. It's a great reason for you to call Freedom Heating and Air, because they can get out to your place. And if you have power, or if you have emergency power, they can make sure that your heating source is keeping you nice and toasty warm. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. That's their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They take care of their customers. That's why they've been in business for well over 40 years in the Salem area, because they take care of their customers. Plus, they also have great discounts for apartment managers. They can take care of your commercial building, and they can certainly have emergency services and great discounts for veterans and senior citizens. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So Chris Bedford's piece here about McConnell, that his impeachment ploy was really an attack on the base, and we have to remember it. You see, he gave that speech where he, quote, said, got a load off his chest. Unfortunately, as Lindsey Graham noted, that speech put a load on the back of Republicans, and they ought to be cringing now, because you're going to see that speech in the 2022 campaigns, and you're going to see it along with Liz Cheney's speeches in every one of these primaries in 2022 for both the House and the Senate. Now, McConnell, Bedford writes, isn't a man used to public rebukes from the corporate wing of his party, but after the past month's antics, they're rightly deserved. Now, he's referring to what Graham said on Fox News. Friday's floor speech was no quick tantrum. It was the last stupid comments of the minority leader's plan to purge the GOP of Donald Trump. A plan that began to unravel nearly immediately after its poorly conceived January 12th rollout in the pages of the New York Times. That's where McConnell came out, and Bedford has a link to it. And by the way, I'll have all of this up on the show plan on Facebook and on our podcast page at kslm.news. You can read these stories for yourself, including the previous story that Bedford wrote about McConnell's stupidity. Anyway, in this story, he continues to say, so what's all behind this? After 4 years of yelling MAGA while pushing his own classic corporate Republican policies, McConnell has hoped to rid himself and his conference of the conservative populist nationalism the former president had championed and go back to the way things were. He wants a return to promising to tackle illegal immigration before winking at corporate America that nothing will change. He wants to raise money on fighting the abortion of our infants while comfortably lifting not a finger. He wants to shrug and change the subject when asked about men dominating women's sports and using women's bathrooms. He wants fewer taxes and more wars. Heck, he wants someone to blame for the Republican losses in the Georgia special election, and wants them the loss of his seat at the head of the Senate. Wants to blame them for it. Instead, his push to impeach ended with rebuke from his own conference. Angry and embarrassed, he blamed his own colleagues, as well as the former president, performing a 20-minute attack ad for the left to use on Republicans for the next election cycle and beyond. And that's exactly what he did. He provided the ammunition for the left to defeat his own members and thereby keeping him in the minority. Really smart, isn't he? Bedford continues. Observers might call this stand selfless statesmanship, but a true statesman distinguishes himself from the operative ideologue or even the philosopher by mediating between the real and the ideal, prudently seeking out the possible without regard to his own interests. After 5 years of a Russian and Ukrainian conspiracy theories and a loudly cheered mob violence against Americans, that's the Antifa, folks, Washington Democrats sought to smear the president and his supporters as the sole culprits of our divisions. They'd been hurling these accusations for years, and the terrible mob attack on the Capitol combined with Trump's refusal to accept a finished, if deeply flawed, election gave them the sword to make one last unconstitutional try of it. McConnell tried to swing that sword. Then he quotes more from Graham. The second impeachment trial was the final act in years of Democrats trying to usurp the former president and isolate and ostracize his supporters. After January's shocking $8.3 million post-election fundraising haul, driven largely by small gifts averaging $32 a person, the decline of corporate and PAC influence in favor of base voters' influence is starkly visible. Corporate politicians like McConnell don't like this shift because it makes them responsible to the base. So this year, instead of trying to lead a changing party, he stamped approval on Democrats' attacks on it. Far from over, as so many in power would prefer, the lines of the populist conservative fight for the Republican Party and the country are more clearly and publicly drawn than ever before. When they eventually take back the Senate as the pendulum of voter anger inevitably swings back against the current Washington rulers, Senate Republicans would do well to remember the opening months of 2021 and remember Mitch McConnell. Bedford notes precisely what I just told you is so profoundly important in the coming months, friends. And I mean months. And I mean starting right away. And that is us. You see, as the corporate donors that Mitch McConnell controls, and I would bet you there's lots of back channel communication from Mitch McConnell and his staff at the NRSC to these corporate donors saying, don't give any money to any of these Republicans like Cruz, like Hawley, like any of these House Republicans. Don't give them any money. Well, guess what happened? We, the people, stepped up and we replaced that money, and that has got McConnell scared. Now, more on this and more about where we're headed, plus your stories about Are You Warm? With Icemageddon. We come back. Maybe Terry Saul's even out there rummaging around, giving us a road report. Back in a moment at 6:59. One more hour to go.